Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you for once again meeting me here early in the morning so that we can share God's Word together with our five-minute journey. Today, we are in Job chapter 28, verses 1 through 28, and the book of Job is a story of a good and righteous man who was afflicted with a repulsive disease, lost family members and property, and questioned God about human suffering. God's response was a poetic image of God's divine power and wisdom, and Job humbly acknowledged God as wise and great. Today's reading, an interlude in the story, uses the imagery of miners digging for silver and gold and precious stones and affirming that wisdom cannot be purchased with these items. Rather, true wisdom is found in having reverence for the Lord, a theme that will be repeated in tomorrow's reading. And again, God's renewing word this morning is wisdom. And so let's begin reading at Job chapter 28 at verse 1. There are mines where silver is found, and places where gold is refined. Iron is dug out of the earth, and smelted stones yield copper. Man has put an end to darkness. He goes down to the deepest places. There in the darkness he searches the stones. Swinging on a rope, they open mines and solitary places, in places where no one passes, far from the cities. The earth above produces grain, and beneath it is churned as if by fire. Sapphires are found there, and gold mixed with earth. Neither falcons nor other birds of prey have ever seen these paths. Wild beasts do not pass by them, nor do lions frequent them. Man puts his hand to flint and uproots mountains. He cuts tunnels in the rocks and uncovers all kinds of treasures. Explore the sources of rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where does wisdom come from? Where is understanding? Man does not know its value, nor can he find it in this world. The ocean says, "It is not here." And the sea, "The eye don't have it." It cannot be obtained with gold, nor can it be bought with silver. It cannot be purchased with the most precious gold, nor with jewels of carnelian or sapphire. It is more valuable than gold and crystal. It cannot be exchanged for articles of pure gold. Wisdom is more precious than coral, rock crystal, and pearls. Ethiopian crystallite cannot equal it, nor can it be purchased with the finest gold. So, where does wisdom come from? Where is understanding? It is hidden from the sight of wild beasts, concealed from the birds of the air. Even destruction and death say, "We have heard of it only by hearsay." But God knows the way of wisdom. Only He knows where to find it. For He sees every corner of the earth and everything under the sky. When God fixed the power of the wind and set a limit for the water, when He established the laws of rain and determined the path of the storm, He also saw wisdom, saw its true value, tested it, and gave it His approval. And God said to the people, "To serve the Lord faithfully is wisdom. To turn away from evil is understanding." And today's key verse is Job chapter 28, verse 28, it says, God said to men, "To serve the Lord faithfully, that is wisdom." You know, it's interesting that in the first part of this chapter, Job is going along, and he is really talking about and explaining just the great lengths that man has gone to be able to dig mine shafts and to go down into the earth and to find those places where they can mine gold and silver and to go to those places where they can find precious gems and all of that. And these places are far away from all the rest of the world. The wild beasts don't go there. The birds of the air don't go there. The The lions don't go there. Nobody goes there. Man has gone out of his way to find these precious, precious things, gold, silver, and precious gems. But where do you go to find wisdom? Because wisdom is much more precious than anything that this world has to offer. So where can you go? Can you go and dig a mine shaft so that you can mine wisdom like you would mine gold or silver? No, it's something that only comes from God. And that just to give us just a little glimpse of the importance that Father God places on wisdom. Amen? Let's go ahead and pray. Sovereign God, you alone know where wisdom lies, and you alone see the ends of the earth and all that is under heaven. Reverence is for you, is the path of becoming wise. Guide me each day as I seek to grow in my knowledge of you and learn from your teachings. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together for today to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 33, where the Bible talks about the value of Proverbs and its description. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and your family with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. God bless.